Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Daily Virtue. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another preaky podcast about bubble baths and avocado toast, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about manicures and meditation, though those are awesome. It's about building a foundation of strength, resilience, and joy that helps you navigate the ups and downs of life with grace and grit. Think about it, you wouldn't put gas in your car when the tank is already full, right? You wouldn't expect your phone to run on empty, either. So why do we often neglect our own emotional and mental well-being? We're constantly giving, striving, hustling, but what about refueling ourselves? Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Here are five key takeaways to remember when it comes to prioritizing self-care. First, define what self-care means to you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. For some, it's a hot bath and a good book. For others, it's hitting the gym or spending time in nature. Figure out what activities energize you, what brings you joy, and make them non-negotiable parts of your week. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to focus or your patience wears thin? That's a sign you might need some serious self-care refueling. Second, make time for it. Seriously, schedule it in your calendar like any other important appointment. And no, I'll squeeze it in later doesn't count. Life is unpredictable, and we often prioritize everything else over our own needs. But remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Third, say no more often. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Think about it. Saying yes to everything you're asked can lead to burnout and resentment. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Fourth, practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, and the sensations in your body. This helps to calm the mind, reduce stress, and increase self-awareness. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot? Mindfulness can help you break free from those automatic thought patterns and truly connect with yourself. Finally, be kind to yourself. You're human. You're going to make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're juggling multiple projects at work, trying to keep up with family obligations, and also aiming to maintain a healthy lifestyle. You're constantly feeling pulled in different directions. Your mind is racing, and you're running on empty. Sound familiar? That's where self-care becomes crucial. Maybe you decide to take a 30-minute walk during your lunch break. Stepping away from the desk allows you to clear your head and come back with renewed energy. Or perhaps you prioritize getting a good night's sleep, even if it means saying no to that last-minute social event. These small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how you manage stress and navigate your daily life. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about investing in your well-being so that you can show up as your best self for yourself, your loved ones, and the world around you. So, I challenge you to make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Start small, experiment with different activities, and find what truly nourishes your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's create a community that prioritizes well-being and empowers each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.